Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. And I'm excited today because I'm introducing dear friends, and we've known each other for many years. And we had the pleasure of having a mentor-mentee relationship, but the story goes much deeper. So Tracy and Paul Smolinski, thank you so much. Welcome to be to our podcast.
Oh, thank you for having us, Sharon. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Well, let's start. Tracy, you have always been a networker, but when you started, you kind of were not quite, didn't quite have the science down. You were kind of the bull in China shop is what we call it here. And Paul wanted nothing to do with it. The two of you met. You just celebrated an anniversary. I'm going to have you tell a little bit about the early Tracy, little Tracy and little Paul stories, and then how you met, and then how we met and Paul got into the business. So I don't want to read a bio. I want you to, because I just love you sharing the story. So tell us a little bit about the little Tracy, and then we'll talk about little Paul.
Okay, cool. Well, I set up Intrabiz back in 2009. With an investor, and we kickstarted the business. And the first 3 months of going into the business, I had problems with my esophagus, and I couldn't swallow or eat food properly. And I was in and out of hospital, and I was losing a lot of weight. I was lacking in energy, but I had this big vision for the business, and I wanted to take my business global at some point, and I didn't know when, and I didn't know how. So I didn't give up. Me being that sort, you know, type of person that would never give up. So I continued with it. And I basically went into the business with my investor, and 4 months after going into the business, when I was having problems, the business wasn't growing as quick as he would have liked. So he didn't really want to be a part of it anymore. So I said, no problem. I took it over. So I took it over, and in the summer of that year, went to the polo. And my friend said, oh, you've got to go to the polo. It's a great networking opportunity. And, you know, you'll have a great time. You'll meet lots of people for the business. So I said, off I went. And at the time, I was in the middle. I bought a domain name, Intro Dating, because I was matching people together in business by hosting my events and putting them with their target audience. But I also if I can do that in business, I can do it in personal life. So I bought this domain name, and I was telling this girl when I was at the polo about me potentially setting up an executive dating agency. And she said, oh my God, she said, that would be awesome. She said, see that guy over there? I want you to introduce me to him. And I said, okay. She said, he said hello to me in the supermarket last week, and I think he was hitting on me, and I really fancy him. So I said, okay, no problem. So do your magic and see where it takes us. So I said, fine. So as he's walking towards me, this guy, I was thinking, oh, he's a bit of a dish. I thought, he's quite handsome. So I call him over and I go, come here a minute. I know you from somewhere. I didn't know him from Adam. And he said, I don't know you. What's your name? And I said, oh, I'm Tracy from Intrabiz. And he went, oh, he said, that's strange. He said, Intrabiz, he said, I've heard about that. He said, aren't you doing some networking event, some sort of fashion show? I said, yes. He said, oh, Wenda, my friend, has told me about it, and she's asked me if I will do the men's fashion wear for you. He said, my name's Paul. I'm from Moss Bros. And I said, oh, okay. I said, that's a small world. I said, well, anyway, Paul, that is a small world. Let me introduce you to Avril. Avril, this is Paul. Paul, this is Avril. And I let them speak for a few minutes. A few minutes went by, and I was just hovering, because I wanted to know what Avril thought at the end. And Avril went off, and Paul came back over to me after a few minutes. And I said, oh, everything okay? And he went, oh, yeah. He said, this girl here, he said, you know, she was chatting to me, but he said, you know, I think she was obviously interested, but he said, you know, she's not my type. I said, oh, no problem. And then he started talking to me. And we were chatting away, and he said, oh, I've got a free bar down the marquee. He said, do you want to come with me? He said, I can introduce you to a load of people for Intrabiz. I said, oh, that'd be great. So off we went to this marquee, had a great time, dancing, having a good time. And basically, the rest is history. So what I went to network, I come back with a husband, or what was then a boyfriend, that turned into my husband. And I was initially talking to him for this girl, Avril, but obviously the chemistry wasn't there. And that was it, really, wasn't it? So Paul was with me. We were boyfriend and girlfriend for about 18 months. And I was telling him about Intrabiz. And he worked in retail, which he can tell you about in a minute. And I said, you should come in this business with me. And he turned to me and said, I wasn't earning a great deal of money because I was trying to build something. And he said, oh, do you know what? He said, go and give it up and go and get yourself a real job and earn some decent money. And I said, you've got to be kidding. I've got this big vision in my head. I know where I want to take this business. And he was like, no, you don't want to be doing that. But me being me, never give up, had this vision in my mind, no way. But prior to obviously setting up Intrabiz, I actually, you're right, Sharon, I did get it completely wrong when I first started networking because I was primarily a salesperson. I was working in newspapers and advertising. And when I first went out networking, no one told me the concept of it was about building relationships. And I was trying to sell to people. So I would go up to people and say, oh, hi, I'm Tracy. You know, I sell advertising. Do you think you'd be interested? And surprise, surprise, people were backing away from me. But then obviously I got some honest feedback, which I think is important. And people were saying to me, no, it's about building relationships first. The business will eventually follow. So obviously I changed my tack. After 3 months of getting zero business, I then just got to know people, got them to like me, trust me. And then the business followed. And I went on to sell just under £100,000 worth of advertising revenue just from networking. And that obviously wasn't even with Intrabiz at the time. That was with just other networks out there. So I could see the power of it then. But at the time, it was quite funny that I was useless at networking and now I'm obviously running my own network, you know? So yeah, it's quite funny.
And you are a testament to perseverance and dedication and keeping that big vision. And sometimes we have to adjust what we're doing to get there, but you never lost sight of what you wanted to build. So Paul, you know, this girl was attractive and you wanted nothing to do with her business. Tell us a little bit about Paul.
So I was invited to one of my clients, I was in retail at the time and he said, I've got the Polar event and come as my guest. I went, fine. So he invited me to his tent and I never forget it because it was the semi-finals of England playing Germany in the World Cup. And I remember going to the Polar event and it was a great way of meeting, you know, people, stuff like that. And I remember going to the tent and I thought, oh, I'm just going to go out and have a look around. And instead of me going right and coming back where I came from, I turned left and said, oh, I'll tell you what, let's have a walk. I might see some, I might know. And as I was walking down the fields of the Polo, obviously I met a bunch of Trace and she said, there's about 2,000 people there. So, you know, when the odds are saying, I know you're from somewhere. I said, oh yeah, where do I know you from? Like, you know, I don't recognize you. And she said, I'm from retail. I run a big menswear store. You're the girl that's from Intrabiz. I said, funny enough, a friend of mine wanted me to like do a fashion show for Intrabiz. And I'd never even heard of Intrabiz. I didn't even know what it meant even. And I said, well, what's the odds on that, meeting that one person, going to a Polo event and talking about that person, actually meeting that person out of 2,000 people. And at the time, you know, when Trace was telling me about, what she did, I was like, right, okay, that, you know, that sounds really complicated. What's all that about? And then, I took her to into town and we went for a curry and said, do you want something to eat? I said, oh, pop into my store and we'll have a coffee, have a catch up. And then we met at the store then and then we had a date then. And I remember we started dating and she was telling me about her business and, you know, Intrabiz and all that. I was like, so what do you actually do? She said, well, you know, I run events and stuff like that. And I remember I remember that time when she kept nagging me, saying, "Oh, do you want to come to the event, see what it's all about?" I said, "Oh, nah, listen, it's not my scene. What you're doing there, I don't understand it. And what's this networking lark? Sounds like a load of like, you know, tosh to me. It's like, what should you do?" And I remember going there once, and there's all these people, like, you know, meeting them and shaking hands, and
Beaujolais day, wasn't it?
And I thought, oh, this is not my scene at all. Like, you know, I'm not into this. I said, oh, I'll leave you to it. So I left her there and said, oh, I'll see you the next day, like, you know. And it was about, I think it was probably like a few months later, that there was an event in London, and she said, oh, one of our friends, Rob Warlow, who was a good friend of Trace and in the network, said, oh, I've got free tickets to see these three brilliant keynote speakers in London. And you said to me, oh, do you want to come with me? I said, oh, no, I'm not interested in stuff like that. She said, oh, there's a guy called Kevin Green, Andy Harrington, and a lady called Sharon Lecter. And I was like, yeah, I said, I've never heard of them. She said, oh, come on, please come. I said, oh, no, you know, it's on a Saturday. I said, I don't really want to go to London. I said, listen, you know, I want to chill out. It's my day off on a Saturday. I want to relax and, you know, and do nothing. But she kept nagging me. And I said, oh, do you know what? Just keep the peace. I said, I'll tell you what, I'll come with you. Oh, I'm really excited, really excited. So we drove up in the car thinking, right, okay, be optimistic and I'll support you. I had no intention of like who they are, who these people are. And, you know, it was like, you know, I didn't even give it like a damn who they were really. I said, well, I'll just come there to support you. And obviously we went there and sat in the audience and I listened to Kevin, and Kevin was like, oh, he's from Wales. That's a good thing. At least he's Welsh. And I always remember the moment when Kevin was showing that photograph where he has like Richard Branson in that photograph with the white suit he had on. I thought, oh, I know who Richard Branson is. And this Kevin's guy talking about property and networking and stuff like that. I think, oh yeah, okay. And then I think then, you know, Andy Harrington came on and he was talking about, you know, he'd worked with Tony Robbins and, you know, and he teaches people how to speak on stage and all that. And there's me in the audience like thinking, yeah, come on here. You know, what long is this going to be? You know, what time are we going? And then obviously you came on and I remember, you know, when you were talking, I sat in the audience and I was like thinking, you know, I always remember those words, like, you know, the power association, the people that you know, the leverage of people, your leverage of connections, the people that know you, and how many people do you know? And, you know, and all those words, like, you know, I was like, and then it was like the moments where it was like a light bulb moment where I sat in the audience and then what Trace has been telling me about the power of networking and the power of association and the power of leverage and the power of, you know, it's not what you know, it's who you know, and the opportunities. Then I started to resonate and say, do you know what? Now I'm getting to understand what you're telling me. And I remember, I always remember, you know, when I walked out of that conference, that conference center, and I'd never been to any event like that in my whole life. And I remember, you know, taking photographs of you, Sharon, when you were sat down, you're signing your books and all that. I was like, oh, you know, well, you know, can we get a photograph? I don't think we did. We just took photographs of you. And I remember going back in the car and I didn't shut up all the way back to Cardiff. It's like 2.5 hours. Like, and it was like, Jesus, God, didn't you just shut up? Like, I said, oh, listen, one hour woman, amazing, you know, what she's on about. And I was like, now you're on about. And Tracy's saying to me, see what I'm telling you? What I'm trying to tell you? See what I'm trying to tell you? I was like, yeah, yeah. So I was like, yeah. I didn't want to say, oh, she was right. I said, yeah, I know what you're on about. But it was, you know, it was a light bulb moment. It was like you hear the stories of, you know, greats, you know, on stage, and the greats were those ones in the audience, and they listened to the superstar speakers, and they had the light bulb moment. They went, wow, I'm going to buy those books. I'm going to read those books. And I remember getting the book, I think it was a few years later, The Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
No, we've got it then.
We got it then.
Yeah, we bought it off you then.
Yeah, and we read the book, and I was like, I never read books in my life. I now I've got the patience. I lose interest. I'm not one of those guys that reads books. And I remember reading the book, and it was all about, you know, the association and buying assets and building your fortune and stuff like that. And I went, wow. And then it was like, you know, that sort of light bulb moment where, you know, could it really happen, or could it really be an opportunity where what you've been telling me for the last 6-7 months, that we should take this gamble and take this risk. Because I had a secure job, it was good money. I loved the fashion industry. I loved, you know, I would have liked still be there today. And I was saying, maybe could that opportunity come? Could we see the vision? Could we take it to the next level? And I remember saying to you, Trace, when I came into the business,
we'll give it a year.
We'll give it 1 year.
Yeah.
Are we going to make the brand like Hugo Boss? And he went, how are you going to do that? I said, well, my vision is obviously make it hang around with luxury brands, hang around with high worth individuals, and hang around with the right, be associated to the right people. That's how you become a luxury brand. And that was one of the things I said, right, okay, so we looked at the strategy. We looked at, strategies of the business. We looked at the event side. And then, you know, we came into the business and we looked at it. And then I think less than a month in the business, you said, oh, by the way, I've just booked a stand to exhibit at a show. One of the South Wales Chamber Commons exhibition in Cardiff City. And she said, I've booked a stand, paid about £1,000. I said, so what happens here? And she said, oh, well, not many people go to expos. They're not that really brilliant. But, you know, it's the exhibitors who do most of the business. And I said, all right, okay. So I went and we stood there all day, met about 20 people, if that. And I remember at the end of that event, there was about 80 companies exhibiting, that I sat in the car in the stadium, football stadium. And I said to Trace, we're going to do an expo in 3 months' time. She said, how are we going to do that? I said, I don't know, but I'll find out how we will. But also, we can do a better job than this.
You said, this is a pile of rubbish.
I said, this is a pile of rubbish. We can do better than this.
That was politely.
And I said to myself, I want to study this industry and I'm sure we can do a better version than what they did. And do you know what? 3 months later, we did. And then it grew then and grew year after year after year to the biggest events in Wales, third biggest event in the UK. And it was just like incredible. So having that vision of taking something that you can do a better job than what they were doing. And that's where, you know, it eventually, you know, it stemmed from. But, you know, I think today and even now, if I hadn't gone to London and I hadn't seen yourself there, then I'd still be in the retail game today, running stores, doing the fashion industry, love the fashion industry, because it was in my blood since I was 18 years old. I'd still be there today if I hadn't taken that decision and we seen you on stage and took that gamble and took that risk and said, right, let's give it a year.
As you can probably determine, I love this story. And we went on to be mentoring each other. I was their mentor for a year and helped them get that bigger vision. But where you are today, what you just said, Paul, number one in Wales and number three in the UK, on your way to being number one in the UK. But you also, you continue to evolve. We talk about multiple streams of income. Tracy, you wrote your book. You started reaching out to women. And while you were primarily live events, you started doing some things online, which has really saved you this year, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And obviously writing the book was a saving grace, really. And obviously that was through you empowering me to finish it. Because obviously as when you took us on as mentees, I remember I remember telling you about it and you said, well, have you finished it? And I said, no. Well, you said you must. So you inspired me to finish it because I'd only, it was parked up on my laptop. And so, you know, I'll be forever grateful and thankful. I'm on book number two as well, by the way. So, and I've got a book three in my head as well. So, yeah.
So people that are watching and listening, I think, you know, the moral of the story, as I hear, is believe in the power of association, because you continue. I mean, we off camera, we were talking about a new exciting project that Paul's going to be involved in that came about because he introduced two people who wouldn't have met each other. And yeah. So you are a living and breathing example of the power of association. Not only do you provide the environment for others, but you continue to seek new associations and ways to expand your networks and how you can continue expanding your business and building it. So I love the fact that you were talking about your own individual vision. So Tracy, let's go back to what you said when you first started Interbiz. You had this vision of what you wanted it to be. Are you close? Are you there yet?
Well, we obviously, one of the visions was to franchise the business and take it global. Now we've obviously franchised the business. We've got a franchisee that we secured in West Wales, which is obviously the next region over to us because we're South Wales. We've also sold the whole of Sweden. And at the moment, we're actually in talks with potentially doing Bristol, which again is the first town over from Wales into England, and also Manchester and Liverpool. So watch this space. So yes, and obviously with our online events, we've become more global because we've had people on from Germany, Vietnam, America, all over the place.
Right, so you can really expand your reach and your impact.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, super excited, isn't it?
So for the people that are just hanging on, I mean, you've had those down times. You've had those times when cash flow wasn't kind. Certainly when you're in it, when you have a big event that's kind of at one point in the year and you're building up to it, it means cash flow management is tricky and you have to be very careful. But a lot of people this year have really lost their revenue and they're really struggling. What were you, your, both of you, what are your words of encouragement and advice on getting through the tough times?
Well, I think it's surrounding yourself with good people and keep networking and I think raising the bar.
One of the moments is as soon as we heard the government that said we're shutting everything down, it was a pivotal moment for us that we said, right, okay, we normally do about, you know, 80 events a year, travel around, you know, Wales and the UK and Europe as well. And we said, right, okay, how are we going to do this? And the vision was let's convert to online. And I think, you know, that was a transition that we had to make. But also I thought, well, if I do online and I bring companies together, which is great, but I thought, well, how do I make it different again? And the vision was, is what about if we brought the world's biggest speakers in the world to online once a week to inspire, educate, motivate, and connect to the general public, a bit like that moment where, you know, where we first saw you on stage. And the vision for the businesses was, you don't have to go to London or the NEC in Birmingham or Vegas or New York to see the world's best. You can actually see them in Cardiff in Wales. And, and that was always the vision that we always wanted to do. And do that. And I think that was a moment where we said, right, okay, we're going to go to online. And then who do I know that knows all the big names in the world? And you were our first person, Sharon, that we brought on for the online events.
Of course.
And we thought, well, we know Sharon, that's the good start. And then obviously our connections that, you know, that we've made around the world that, you know people, the association, the trust factor. You know, and I think, you know, one of the things that, you know, we've learned in our business in the last 5 years, we've been going 11 years now, is that you have to invest in yourself. You have to invest in opportunities, because without that investment, things would never happen in a certain way. You know, we invested and obviously having, you know, getting, you know, the best, probably one of the best mentors in the world in yourself to mentor us. Then there was another moment in our life where we had an opportunity to bring one of the biggest names in America, one of the biggest names in the UK, Lord Sugar, Grant Cardone, to be our headline speakers for the expo, which was a huge, huge investment. You know, you're talking like over like £250,000, you know, for those two guys there. And luckily, you know, we had sponsors to pay for those guys to come over. But that was a big movement in our career. In other words, you know, how to take our business to the next level, but a brand association. And I think, and obviously the next level again then was our vision, is how do we work with Richard Branson? And I still believe now that we would never have the opportunity to work with Richard Branson had we either worked with with Lord Sugar and Grant Cardone, because that was a moment of working with billionaires. And once people see you work with that industry, then they know it's a trust factor. They know that you're on that path and you're on that level of working with people with greatness. And I think for us then is that once you converted, go to online, we wanted to bring the world's best. The other opportunity as well, which was a good thing, is that all the world's best speakers were all stuck at home. So they couldn't go anywhere. So they can't fly anywhere. They can't do anything. And these guys are used to traveling, you know, thousands and thousands of miles. Their time is pretty much busy.
Yes.
And the question then is, I thought, hang on a minute, this is an opportunity to bring the world's greatest online where they haven't leave their front rooms. So we said the chances of getting these people online, it's much greater than say, right, fly from America and spend their fees, their flights and all that. You're probably looking at, we've had over like 25 speakers. If I had to put a price on those speakers to come over there, you're probably looking at about £5 million that would have cost us to bring those people to the event for an hour's conversation, and then it would have flown back. And basically, all the speakers that we had all gave their time up free of charge because they wanted to give back to value, educate, inspire people. And that was the good thing about it. Everyone was so gracious and said, listen, my time, we heard of your reputation. We'd love to work with you. And we want to work with you even further. And I think that was a moment that when lockdown came, it was a moment for us to take advantage of how to make it, you know, to the next level. And even so, we've been the only company in the whole of the UK that's delivered that promise to our clients since COVID began.
And I think, you know, going from what Paul said about, you know, everyone's been so gracious, every single one of you, including yourself, Sharon, you're all multimillionaires, but there's a reason you're all multimillionaires. And a lot of people don't realize this, but it's because you've got a good heart, and all you successful millionaires like to give back. And that's exactly what you, every single one of them did. Every single one of them, you know. And I think, you know, it was in times of crisis to help serve and support. And it shone through all the way. So every single millionaire entrepreneur that came on deserve to be a multimillionaire because of that, their attitude and the way that they deal with people, you know, and they were, every single one of them were truly gracious, you know?
And the public and our clients who saw them all just said like, wow, you know, what a humble guy, what a humble lady, what a beautiful soul they are. You know, and I said, these people are fabulous people. You know, they're like geniuses, some of these people, and they've seen them in the flesh. And they said, we would never see these guys in a million years if you hadn't brought them online.
And people were saying things like, oh my God, the way you talk to them as though they're just sat by the fire with you chatting, you know, and as though they've known you for years.
Known for like 50 years. So I've never met them before.
You know?
That happens to be your personalities and the fact that you guys have become champion networkers, and you realize it's better to be interested than interesting, right? So it's very, you know, you guys have learned that, and you have a passion. I mean, when we had the shutdown, I talk about this all the time, people get paralyzed in the fear. And so they just kind of hide away and wait for it to be over. But a few people actually say, okay, how do we adjust? How do we adapt? I don't like the word pivot, because you don't ever pivot from where you want to go. You just have to adjust how you're delivering and adapt and then refire and keep moving. And you guys are perfect examples of that. And so it's a great lesson for everybody watching and listening. So if people want to know more about IntroBiz, the number one networking in Wales, soon to be number one in the UK, and access now globally because of your online events, how can they find you?
They can reach us on introbiz.co.uk, or obviously there's our emails are info@introbiz.co.uk or paul@introbiz.co.uk. We're also on Instagram. We're also on Twitter as IntroBiz.
Facebook. We're on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook.
Paul Smolinski, Trace Smolinski on and Instagram as well. So you can find us there.
Good. Well, we'll have to connect on Instagram. I'm almost at 10,000. I'm trying to get above that. Maybe you guys can help me.
Definitely.
Wow.
Definitely.
So I am so proud of you. I'm so proud of what you've created and where you've gone. And I'm so appreciative that you acknowledge me the way you do, but your success is 100% because of the vision, the love of what you do. You love what you do. And
yes,
it's something that shows through and shines through, and you love creating value for other people. And you've done that today. So thank you. And you're gonna hang out and do another video for our private Facebook group, Play Big Movement. So hang with us, but thank you both so much. I miss you. I love you. We have to get together soon.
Love you too.
when we can fly again.
Yeah, so, I know. Tell us about it.
Thank you guys so much. And thank you all for being here with us today. Rewind and re-listen. The power of association in prime examples today and how it continues to expand their network. And so it's a living example of the power of association. And it's all about playing big, being number one in your field. That's what they are, living their legacy and creating maximum impact. And they're doing it through service to others and providing valuable content through the power of association. So you guys go out and play big and have a great day. Thank you so much for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Love you all.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.